The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
Our Advent word is joy, and I think we all want to experience joy this time of year, but sometimes things get in the way, and we really have a hard time experiencing the joy of the Lord that is our strength. And I think sometimes our difficulty is that we have a misunderstanding of what real joy is. You know, the English definition of joy is exuberance and happiness. But a biblical definition, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, the definition is a little different. Both of them give us an idea of a heartfelt inner peace and excitement. Yes. It's something that comes from the inside. It's not something that is controlled by our environment,
That's right.
our circumstances,
That's right.
our children, our spouse, or the person that's pushing us in the shopping line or in the store.
Yes, sir.
You understand? It's not about the things that we have built. It's not about presents. It's not about anything other than having an inner peace inside of us, an assurance of who our God is.
That's right.
That's where we can really pull and understand what joy is when
That's
we
right.
look inside. Because it's not on this outside stuff. A little girl was sitting on her grandpa's lap, and she looked in his eyes with her blue eyes, and she said, "Papa, can you croak like a frog?" He thought about it for a minute and he said, rip it. She jumped up with excitement and ran over to her mom and she said, Mom, we're going to Disney World. She was excited and jumping around. And Mom finally settled her down. She said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "You told me when Papa croaked we would go to Disney World." Excitement about the circumstance sometimes can get us in trouble. Amen. We want to look, I'm just going to share with you a little bit this morning about joy. We're not going to take a lot of time. We've already spent some time here this morning. The play was awesome. I really
yes.
appreciate it.
Job, guys.
All the kids did great. I just want to commend Terry for all that she did and Dot and everyone. I don't know everyone that was involved. You know, when you start naming names, sometimes you leave people out. But I just want to make sure that everyone is recognized for their efforts, a lot of time and effort put into this. So we just appreciate them very much. I may have traditions in your family, Christmas traditions. Lots of people have Christmas traditions. It's awesome to have Christmas traditions. You know, church was always a part of Christmas tradition for my family. I just grew up in a Christian family, and I'm very thankful for that. Praise God.
Amen.
It took me a while to come to the realization of how blessed I was being raised in a Christian family. But, you know, my teenage years, I kind of strayed from that, came back to it, my early 20s, and been serving the Lord ever since. But, you know, one of the things that we have as Christmas tradition, how many love the song Joy to the World? That's just kind of a Christmas tradition, right? You know, you hear Christmas songs this time of year, and that's one of the ones you hear often. So joy, you know, as we think about this word for Advent, we think about that particular song. And, you know, to be honest with you, by the time Christmas is over, I am sick of hearing Christmas songs. Anybody else like that? Oh, I got a few people here. Some of you just love Christmas. I understand that. That's awesome. But you know, I turn the radio on. If I turn the radio on, I'm wanting to hear something other than a Christmas song most of the time. But joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. It's a great song. Written in the 1700s. And it's one that continues to be a Christmas tradition. But I got to tell you, you know, this is going to seem really weird to some of you. But as a teenager who grew up in the 70s and loved Three Dog Night, when I think of joy, you know, the crazy song that comes to my mind, Joy to the World. It's not that one, I can tell you that. It's the one of Three Dog Night. All joy to the world, all the boys and girls. Joy to the fishes in, now joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea, joy to you and me. That's stupid, isn't it? I can't, all this week I couldn't get that song out of my mind. Just over and over. I tried thinking about the other song that has joy in it. It didn't, that's how powerful your mind is. And things that you have in here, if you don't reprogram it, those things just keep coming back and coming back. That's why God tells us how important it is for us to dwell on His Word, to reprogram our thinking, to overcome these crazy things from our past. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." Now I want to tell you, Jesus, when he was walking on the face of the earth, he stood up one day and read from that scripture. And when he was done, he said, "In your presence today, this scripture is fulfilled." Now, he didn't go on and read the rest of it, but it says in verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. There's going to be a day of vengeance. And to comfort all who mourn. To console those who mourn in Zion. To give them beauty for ashes. And oil of joy for mourning. The garment of the praise for the spirit of heaviness. You know, that's the reason we do praise and worship around here. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. There is something incredible about putting on the garment of praise when you have a heaviness. It lifts. That they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. God wants to give you joy this morning. Christmas should always be a reason to have joy as we think about it all year long. Because we think about what the Savior did. The Savior came to this earth. He came with a purpose. He came as a baby, born in that manger. But his purpose was to come, live his life, set the captives free, give everyone joy for their mourning, and then die on the cross for our sins. For anyone who will accept him. People say to me, you know, I can't believe that a loving God would send people to hell. He doesn't send anyone to hell. He has made a way for all people to be rescued from that horrible place called hell. And that way is his son, Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords. A simple process that we sometimes forget about during this hustle and bustle, parties, presents, trees, and all these things that we do. We sometimes forget about the purpose that the babe was born. It's great to celebrate his birthday. I'm not against that. And it's awesome that he came. But the most significant thing he did was die on that cross for our sins. An awesome God we serve.
Yes.
That he would come to this earth, that he'd live his life, that he would cast out demons, he would heal all who were sick that came to him, that he would perform miracles and prove that he was God in the flesh, and then die for us. Do you know that joy in Galatians chapter 22, or chapter 5, verse 22, joy is the second fruit of the Spirit that is listed. Love and then joy. And I don't think they're necessarily listed in order, because the fruit, we're supposed to have all these things in our lives. The fruit, it's fruit of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. So each of these things should be prevalent. But the joy that we should have should supersede anything that is going on in our life. And that's a tall order sometimes. When you lose a loved one, when you go bankrupt, when you have marital problems or teen problems, no matter what you're going through, it has to be that assurance inside of us that no matter what's happening, God has promised us that all things will work together for our good. That's the good God we serve. He's awesome. But yet, in this life, as we walk through it, we find ourselves grumbling and complaining sometimes. You know, have you ever gone through McDonald's and say, boy, I thought this was a fast food restaurant, because you had to wait 5 minutes, right? Or standing in line at the checkout in the store. You know, sometimes you have to stand there a long time when it's busy. We forget about what is real joy. Are you passing that joy, the real joy of the Lord, on to other people during this holiday season when you're shopping or in the store, wherever you go? Are you blessing people? Are you saying Merry Christmas? Giving them the opportunity to know the reason for this season? You know, when the joy of the Lord is in your spirit, it's evident. It comes out. People know it. And when it's not, people know it. This past week, you know, I had an encounter with a poor guy that I don't think anything from the time he was born to present has ever gone right for him. At least according to listening to him. He was negative about everyone that he talked about. He was negative about the circumstances that he was in. He was negative about his job. He was negative about his relationships. There wasn't anything that came out of his mouth that was good. There was no joy in that man's life. Now listen, Christians, this guy, he's not a believer. There's nothing that I can do to change him, except I can share the gospel with him. However, as believers in Jesus Christ, we have something that is inside of us that is much greater than what's going on in our life.
Right.
We've got to change the way we think and the way we speak. We've got to recognize that no matter what's going on, we have hope, and we have a hope in Jesus Christ that we can share with other people. It's real. It's alive.
Yes, sir.
If we're not careful, we'll be like in Mexico. There's a place where there's hot springs and cold springs that just bubble up from the ground. And a missionary was there one time, and he was observing this, and his interpreter was with him. He was watching the ladies. They would come there and wash their clothes in this hot springs and then in the cold springs. And he said to the interpreter, he said, "Boy, these women must just thank God for this abundance of free hot water and cold water to wash their clothes in." And he said, "On the contrary, Senor, they grumble because there is no soap provided." Isn't that human nature?
Yeah.
You know, we have all these good things. Look around us. Look at our families. Look at our lifestyle. Even the poorest in here, if we could call us poor, are much better than the majority of the world that we live in. And we forget. The Bible tells you to think on these things, things that are good and lovely and pure. That's our problem. We're thinking on the wrong things. Let's think on the joy of the Lord. Let's think on the power of God. Let's think on the salvation that we have. And if you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord as your Savior, the greatest joy you can ever experience is receiving him as your personal Savior. Hallelujah. Stand with me. I'm going to ask everybody, just bow your head. You've been struggling with joy. Just raise your hand, because I'm going to pray for you right here. Okay. That's honest, you know. We go through these things. It's okay. We need to be honest with each other. No, we're not perfect, frail human beings. We have a greater one that lives inside of us. Father God, I just thank you. You're touching the hearts and the minds of your people this morning. That you're allowing us to recognize where our real joy comes from. It's not these external things, not our circumstance, Lord. It's in you, in the Savior that you provided for us. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Is there anybody in here that's never confess Jesus as your Savior? Never believed in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord? There is. If you'd like to do that, I'll pray with you right now. Is there anyone? I'm going to take it that we're all believers then. But I just don't want you to miss an opportunity. What a great time of year to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. He's Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. One more call. If you'd like to receive Christ, just raise your hand. Let me pray with you. We're going to wrap our service up this morning. Ashton, would you mind coming up so we could pray for you?
Please.
Ask me to do this. Going to pray a prayer of healing on Ashton. He's just dealing with some physical issues, and his lovely wife asked me if we would pray for everyone, for him in front of everyone, because we're looking for faith to be released this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. I ask everyone, just pray with us. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We believe you're an awesome and mighty God, that you're a healer of our body. Lord, thank you for touching us. Hallelujah. Lord, this circumstance is not above you. It's not caught you off guard. You know exactly what is going on. Thank you, Father God, for your healing of his gland in Jesus' name. God, for this time of year, we get to celebrate the birth of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Appreciate everyone being out here this morning. Have an awesome celebration of the birth of Christ. We will be having services next week, next Sunday morning, a short abbreviated service, but we will be taking communion and worshiping the Lord. So please come back, be a part of it. God bless. Have an awesome day.
All things are possible here. So come on, come on. I have made a place.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber, and I trust you've been blessed by this week's podcast. Our desire here at Bethel is to connect you to the kingdom of God with inspired and anointed teaching. If you like this teaching and would like to know more about our ministry here at Bethel, please visit our website at bethelwc.org.